Hey, kid. I know, like it seems, the world is going to shit, right? Don't worry about that, okay? Take a breath. Relax, you got me. Not something to be fucking proud about. Don't forget that, baby bird. No matter what happens, you're gonna have me doting on you. That's right. Might even spoil you, get you a gift here and there. Maybe even give you time out of my day. Come on, kid. Do you really take me for someone who gives up when the going gets tough? And I know you're not like that either. Just take a breather. I like the smell of you. That fresh air. Taking a moment, spending it with someone you love. I choose you every time. You're cute when you look like that. In fact, you're so fucking cute. I'd write you a song if I was any good at music. Oh, fuck, look at me. Still a klutz as usual. Guess I fell right into your arms. And I'm not gonna fall out. Oops. Guess you fell into mine. Doesn't matter who fell into who. Only thing I'm concerned with, kid, is that you don't let the bads and negatives get you down. I know there's plenty of them if you're looking for them. Don't forget there's lots of fucking good things, too. You're my silver lining. You comfort me when I feel like I don't have any other place to go. You know how fucking amazing that is? I'm gonna be honest with you. I can be kind of a bastard at times. You make me feel like the happiest bastard I've ever been. Nah, come on. You know you love every fucking second of it. Let's be honest with each other, kid. We've been through a lot, and we're gonna go through a lot more. That's fucking life, right? But there's a lot of good in there. It's not all bad. And besides, even if it was, I'd make the bad into something good. Miracle worker, second best hero in the world. You know, I've got that resume material. Just look at me. What haven't I done? You know what I haven't done today? Teased you a bit. Get over here. Yeah? Well, I'm gonna tell you something, kid. You're cute. Way more than cute, actually. I was being modest with you, so you didn't go all the way to your head, but... Come on, kid. You really think that I'd let you go that easy? Never. I'll never let you go. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm not taking that back. I'm gonna be here. It's okay if you need a moment, okay? You just tell me whatever the fuck you feel, and I'll make things a whole lot better. I'll make you feel safe. I'll make you feel happy. I'll make you feel like $1 million. But $1 million's too cheap for you. You deserve at least all the money in the world. Then again, that'd probably make someone pretty sad. I don't know, kid. Between you and me, people will let themselves go when it comes to things like that. If you're not careful, it all becomes about numbers. But fuck that. You don't have to worry about this, Hawk. I'm not going anywhere. Your Keigo Takami is going to be here with you. And even if the whole fucking world goes to shit, we're gonna be okay. I'm gonna take care of you. You took care of me pretty fucking good. And besides, baby bird, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Not with me around. Unless you think I can't handle it. In which case, I say, bet. I can handle anything life's thrown at me so far. And I haven't ended up giving up yet, so... I figure I'll never. Besides, kid, with you by my side, I've got something to look forward to. You got something to look forward to, too. A lot of snuggles like this. You like getting nuzzles from your lovely bird boy? I love you. I know I say a lot of shit. I'm nothing if not a shit talker. But listen, I've been through a lot. We both have. And the point isn't about figuring everything out right now. It's about taking your time and really, really being patient. Taking a breath, not trying to solve every problem right now, not getting stressed over things you can't solve. If you can't, fuck it. Take your time, kid. Don't worry about it, okay? You being you is more than enough. And the sooner you realize it, the sooner life becomes a lot less stressful. You're my little lovebird. And I'll kiss the hell out of you. Forehead kisses are kind of my specialty. When I do them, makes everyone else look bad. I'm sorry, but can't help that I'm just great at it. Take that. You are so damn cute. Just make me happy looking at you. Now what am I supposed to do with you? You know the answer's simple, right? Just lay here with you in my arms, snuggled up real close like this. That's what life means to me. I know what you're thinking. Miles away, right? Doesn't matter, because our hearts are right snug together like this. There's a lot of things you can manifest in this world. And I feel like I manifested you. Out of my sheer desire for someone just as beautiful, just as gorgeous, just as perfect as you, baby bird. You know, there isn't a fucking thing in this world I would give up because everything's just so perfectly flawed. It's how I met you. If you take a piece of the puzzle away, all those faults and bad things in the past, maybe I wouldn't have met you. And I'd still be that grouchy fucker who doesn't know how to trust anyone, so he's a snarky fuck. But I met you, kid. For better or worse, things came to be. And that's why I don't like the idea of going back in time, because what if is a scary word. What if is a word where it's fun with imagination, but it's terrible with regressive and looking back. The more you look back, the more you regret, right? But if you didn't do things exactly like you fucking did, there's no telling if we would have met like this. There's no way to know. And if we didn't, was it really worth going back for? For me, hell no. I don't care if I met someone else. It wouldn't be you. And I don't want that. I don't want them, baby bird. I need you in my life. No one gives better hugs than you, too. No one gives better snuggles, better kisses. You're gonna kill me here, making me too happy. And even as the world's falling apart all over the fucking place, you can bet 100%. I will never let you go. Not a single time, not now, not ever. You know, you really complete me. You've been my songbird from day one, my little hummingbird who makes me want to hum a tune of happiness every single day. But you know what you did that's more impressive than anyone else? It's worth more than all the money in the world. You shared a piece of yourself. And I don't fucking care what anyone says. That takes a lot of bravery. You shared vulnerabilities with me. Things that you can't just share willy-nilly with anyone. And that right there, that's why you're my baby bird right there. You took a complete stranger like me back then. And you shared something. You weren't afraid of being hurt. Maybe you were. But regardless, you shared it with me. You shared everything about that beautiful soul you have. And you are. You're beautiful. Beyond gorgeous. And I want you to know it. And I don't give a fuck what any two shoes out there says. Because if they think that they're going to bring you down, I'm going to bring them down twice as much. And we'll walk over them together. They can be our little walking porch through the puddle. If they try and pick on you, they're going to get a nice little nap in the puddle, maybe get messed up a little. I'm not violent, but when it comes to people like that, yeah. Someone messes with you, they mess with my baby bird, they mess with my heart. That's what I'm saying, I'll protect you. There isn't a thing in this world I can't protect you from, or at least be there for you. Don't worry. The world's gonna be fucking fine, kid. Don't you forget it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't know better. No, it may seem doom and gloom every single day. People want to quote this or that or look at this and doom and gloom. News is always fucking negative. But Hummingbird, you know what's never negative? You and I. We always find that silver lining. You've been my fucking silver lining from the very start, baby bird. No one, not a single goddamn person can stop that. No one can get between us because what we got isn't breakable. What we got isn't fake. And maybe a million people see it as that way. Maybe a million people, billions of people see it that way. And so what? Even if they do, fuck it. Let them try. Let them try and tell us how to be. Let them try and tell us what's right and wrong, and we'll tell them what we feel in our hearts. And it doesn't matter how the world's direction goes, is we're gonna get through this together. Doesn't matter, baby bird. It's gonna be okay. I may not be the best at protecting a lot of things, but I am damn near the best in the fucking world at protecting you and I. What we got here. Doesn't matter who tries to take us down. Frankly, they just don't got the guts to even try. Why would they? You and I make the dream team. Teamwork makes the dream work, but for us, I think what makes dreams work is each other. The warmth of an embrace. I'm not talking about physical warmth. I mean, you got pretty cold hands. I like it, but still, Ken, it's the warmth of heart. It's when I can stare into your eyes like this, and I can feel the love. You look at me and you see something, and you make me feel like I'm so wanted, so loved, and I would get anything in the whole wide world if it makes you truly happy, because you're my happiness, baby. Don't get that messed up, okay? No matter what happens between us, no matter who says what, I'm gonna protect you, baby bird. You're not gonna have to worry about a thing, okay? You relax, you leave the bad days behind, you leave the past behind, you don't look to the future, you look towards today. Because nothing else, not a single damn thing matters. So we aren't living in tomorrow, we're living in today. Life isn't a checklist, you know. Do all the things you want to do, not the things you need to. Well, maybe do both. But I need you. And that's one need I'll never stop. I want you to be happy. And I want you to know how much I love you. Just one look and my day's turned around. One touch and I'm so happy. I feel so safe around you. And I want nothing more than to make you mine all over again. Make you feel safe. Make you feel wanted. Make you feel like you deserve to feel. And you do deserve all the good things in the world, Ken. Trust me. You look into these eyes right now. And if you sense any doubt, well, I guess you'll have to trust me, right? Because I believe in you. And these words are for you, baby bird, and I love you. And I fucking love you more than anything. That's never changing. No matter what you change about yourself, no matter what you change, I'm never gonna love you less, kid. You're my baby bird. And don't get it mixed up, okay? You're way, way perfect. just the way you are. And I'm so proud to say that I love you. And I'll say it a million more times. I love you. So just relax, baby bird, okay? You just relax and let me take care of all the crazy stuff. You relax and don't think about it. You gotta promise me, okay? Scouts honor? I'll trust you. Don't worry, if I get overwhelmed, I know a pretty good person to rely on. They're smart, beautiful, wonderful to me, and the only baby bird in the whole wide world that I can confide in. So come on, baby bird. We got a cuddle date. Get over here. That's right. You're my love bird. Now, death by cuddles. Feisty one, aren't you? God, I love you so much. Even more so when we fight like this. If you can call this a fight, I just call it happiest moment ever. It's not over yet. Go ahead and try me. Not the tickles. I'll get you back. You think you can win like that? You've got some nerve, kid. And I like that. Now I'll pay for your sins. I'm just so happy at this point, baby bird. Thank you for being born. And thank you for being here with me right now. And thank you for putting up with all my bullshit. I am not a fucking easy one to deal with, right? And that's what makes both of us, right? I love you, baby bird. I love you so much that, well, you're never gonna have to worry about me being love struck. 'Cause you got my heart like this.